Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Greg Duell is joining us live this morning, the owner of Duff's at Eastern Hills Mall. Governor Cuomo's announcement yesterday was billed as a major reopening announcement as he's lifting capacity restrictions May 19th, but the six-foot distancing rule remains. So, Greg, what does this announcement really mean to you?
Yeah, good morning, Brian and Susan. I don't want to sound like I'm not excited about New York State taking a step forward, because we are. Everybody in this business has been through, you know, hell and back, quite honestly. But that announcement to go to 100% capacity, it doesn't do a whole lot for this business. You know, so it kind of like when they went from 50 to 75%, the six-foot distance still applies. So by this time, a year into this, every restaurant operator out there has probably figured out how to maximize their table setup based on 6 foot distance rule, which sort of implies a de facto capacity restriction in and of itself. So when that announcement came out, it didn't really do a whole lot for me. I think every restaurant operator has to now decide if they're going to invest more money into their businesses to accommodate barriers in between tables. And for how long are we going to do that? You know, how long do we need to abide by the 6 foot rule? So while we definitely are excited that the curfew is going to go away, the food with beer, the legislature finally voted to strike that down. And now the capacity is slowly lifted. They're giving us breadcrumbs, you know, as we inch back to normalcy. We're very excited about that. But this specific announcement that he says is a major reopening for New York, it doesn't feel that way.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at the restrictions that will be in place at the end of the month as it's laid out. And you did mention the curfew is gone. The food with alcohol is gone as of last week. But we do still have in place a lot of what's kind of kept restaurants and bars from feeling like a normal restaurant and bar. Can you kind of give us an example of, you know, when this changes, you have 100% capacity allowed inside? If somebody walks in today versus May 20th, are they going to see any difference whatsoever?
Well, not in my restaurant. In some restaurants that have a little more space, you might be able to squeeze a few more tables in with barriers and such. I'll have to decide if I'm going to invest in those barriers. But, you know, really what everyone's losing out in this business is at the bar. You know, and bars alone themselves are missing out, because right now with the masking requirements of my servers and the customers, despite it sounds like almost half the people in Erie County have been vaccinated, you still have to wear a mask and you cannot be standing up while you're having a beverage or eating. So at the bar, you know, we're very confined to spaces, right? You can't be standing. You have to be sitting in a chair. So the days of a standing room only happy hour, or, you know, a Bills game where you've got two or three people deep at the bar and the atmosphere is communal and you're together, that's where a lot of these restaurants and bars are missing out right now. But, you know, yes, you can put them at a table. It just doesn't feel the same.
Do you have any idea, Greg, how much it would cost if you did put plastic barriers in?
Well, we have a few. You know, I have about 21 tables in my restaurant right now, I could probably add maybe two more tables with barriers, Susan, to be honest with you. So I am thinking about that. You know, I got to assume that the 6-foot distance requirement, which Governor Cuomo says they'll follow the CDC guidance on, I got to assume that that's at least a couple more months. So you kind of have to analyze, okay, $200 per barrier at least. You know, I could buy 4 or 5 of those and squeeze a few more tables in. You know, at this point, with all the expense that we've invested into our restaurants a year into this pandemic, in this business, we are watching costs go crazy. Every protein across the board has gone up significantly. Chicken wings are 70% higher than they've ever been in my career. Cardboard, rubber gloves, cleaning products, everything's going up across the board. So we're really seeing the effects of this labor shortage in the country. So investing a little bit more money in something that we think will just be out the window in a couple months, or should be out the window in a couple months, doesn't make a lot of business sense.
What are you noticing with just kind of your foot traffic on a daily basis in the past couple of months? Are more people heading out? Do you feel that more people are comfortable in getting out there? Has it remained about the same? And you know, kind of what are you hearing from these customers in terms of what they are and aren't comfortable doing?
Yeah, I think definitely people are more comfortable. You know, I see it at my restaurant for sure, but I make it a point myself to my wife and my kids. We try to go to local restaurants as often as we can, just to support them. And it really is, it makes me very happy to go to a restaurant and see it busy and see smiles on, you know, people's faces. There still is some, you know, hesitation for some people, and I understand that. But it's really great to see, you know, the springtime, the weather's getting a little nicer. You know, my kids are in baseball, they're back in school, and people are starting to go out to restaurants and enjoy themselves a little bit more. So life does feel like it's coming back to normal. Unfortunately, you know, it just feels like it's a little bit slower than other places in the country.
Right. And here, Florida yesterday took all the restrictions away. No masking, no distancing. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been super interesting to watch the two states and other states too. You know, a different approach, right? You've got Governor and DeSantis who seems to have a more balanced approach and keeping government out of personal decisions, and you've got a governor in New York who's making the personal decisions for its citizens. But I think New Yorkers are ready to make their own decisions at this point. You can go and get a vaccine anywhere, anytime. And if you haven't gotten the vaccine, well, you know the risks. So I think it's time for government to get out of the way and let people have their freedoms back.
Now, I don't know if this would, I'm still trying to figure out exactly what the wording in a lot of these new rules mean, but there is an exception for event gathering. So I'm not sure if this pertains to a restaurant on a day-to-day basis, but any event gathering over those limits may occur without the distancing requirements if everybody has proof of vaccination. And I think there is a recent negative COVID test involved in that as well. Is that something you ever see happening in your restaurant where you would ask for proof of vaccination or a COVID test?
It's a scary question, Brian, because I could see some restaurants doing that. My personal opinion of it, I think it's inappropriate to ask somebody of that. But I could see restaurants, you know, having people provide proof of vaccination, most specifically, and then allowing it to be as normal as possible. And I could see that doing well. But at this point in my time, I don't plan to do that. I don't require, you know, vaccinations of my staff. They are free to do that if they choose. In fact, most of them have. But it would be wildly inappropriate for me to require that of my staff, let alone my customers.
Greg, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Best of luck. Greg Duell, the owner of Eastern Hills Duff's.